Hey guys, Shane Walker here, and in this video we're going to answer some questions on work systems, productivity, and task management. Just do that again. Hi guys, Shane Walker here, and in this video we're going to answer some questions on work systems, productivity, and task management. And the question comes from Flying Solo Forum, and Scarlett R. writes, I recently hired a temp admin assistant, which is fantastic, and I've been taking on more work per week. Because of this increase in productivity, I've noticed my normal level of organisation is not good enough. My ability to track everything is good, but I need to learn better skills, tools, and I wanted to know if anyone has any suggestions on how to do it. So with my admin assist, as the EMIS suggested, I have everything in templates, so it's from start to finish super easy for her to do. This is fine and working great. It's when I start working on projects, I want some way to track what clients are active currently, at what stage of the project I'm at, if I'm due to take action or I'm waiting for them on something, when I was last in contact with them. And my answers to this is, just take that little bit out where I said, and my answer to this is. Well, Scarlett R., The E-Myth is an absolutely fantastic book. And for those who haven't read it, it basically sets out ways to systematize your business so that all your repeatable functions that are done every day can be outsourced to either another employee or to overseas VAs, etc., which leaves you more time to be able to work on your business, concentrating on expanding and growing rather than day-to-day activities. Now, one thing I like to do, aside from the templates, is I have what's called a work wiki. Now, this can be stored anywhere in a Dropbox. I actually use Google Sites for mine and have it on a private website in Google Sites, but it can really be done anywhere. And I start off with the job title. I then go through a brief description of what the task involves. So that they, just try that bit again. With my wiki, I start off, and when I'm putting an entry into the wiki, the first thing we do is we start off with a task description. And what we do is we describe what we're trying to achieve with the task, so that way the person that's doing it knows what the end outcome is supposed to be, and it helps them a lot more than just doing insert slot A in tab B. Then I write out all the steps really simply, i.e. step one, do this, step two, do that. And I only have approximately one sentence for each one. And then for each step, I have a YouTube channel, just a private YouTube channel, which is unlisted videos on it. And for each step, I make a 2 minute, roughly anywhere between two to five minutes of me actually doing the task. So therefore, when someone's given the job to do, all they have to do is they look it up in the work wiki. Okay, step one, I've got to do this. They click on the link to the unlisted video, so no one else can see it unless they've got the link. They watch the video of me doing the actual task, and then they're able to do it. And I find that with all my tasks that are repeatable, I only have to do them once. I set them up in the work wiki, and then they go out to my team members. And in regards to your project management, a new tool that I've just shifted over to is Podio. And it's at podio.com, P-O-D-I-O. Now, this is an absolutely fantastic tool. It lets you do... It has heaps and heaps of different things that it can do, and I'm only just scratching the surface with it at the moment. But it looks a little bit like Facebook when you log on, and you have, and you can break down anything into clients or admin, any sort of groups that you want. And then within those groups, you can allocate tasks, you can set goals, you can time manage. There's heaps of apps that are all free within it that you can import into each particular area that allow you to manage in different ways. But the really good thing that I find with it is that we email internally with